Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Today, we are joined by Valerie from Italy. Her journey is nothing short of an adventure, from funny language mix-ups to unexpected culinary encounters. She's embraced it all with open arms. But there's more to Valerie than her linguistic escapades. Stay tuned for a whole lot of Italian charm.
I'm Valerie Ferrari. I'm from Italy, a 23-year-old, and I moved to Germany 3 years ago.
3 years ago
three
already?
3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yes. First, I've been living in Hamburg for 2 years, and then I found the university where I'm currently enrolled in, Leuphana University, and I applied and got in. 1 year ago, I moved to Lüneburg, and I started to study psychology.
And what were you doing before that, actually? Because you say you were here for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Before you started your studies, right?
Yes. Actually, I first moved to Germany and I moved to Nuremberg. It's in the middle.
I was living there, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved there. Actually, it was just an Erasmus Plus project that my region in Italy was offering. And I applied to it. And I didn't want to go to Germany. But from some reasons, they said, okay, you have to go to Nuremberg. I wanted to go to the UK, actually. And at first, Germany wasn't my first choice. So I thought, okay. I decided to go anyway. And I worked in a kindergarten for 4 months. And it was amazing.
Oh,
it
really?
Yes.
And did you know already some German when you were working in the kindergarten?
I come from Trentino, a region in the north. And we're very close to the Südtirol, like Südtirol border. And so that we have German in school, but my German was horrible. I couldn't say fridge. I couldn't say anything. And I thought, I will never speak this language ever again. So it's fine. Just burned on my books. And here I am. But yeah, I did this experience in Nuremberg and this opened my eyes to about Germany, actually. And then COVID came. I had to go back to Italy. And then I Googled which one is the best city to learn German in Germany. And it was Hamburg. So
really?
I just decided to move to Hamburg.
So your main motivation at the beginning to move to Hamburg was just to learn the language and then to start the studies.
Yes, I had just finished my maturità, like my high school diploma.
Mm-hmm. So like something like Italian version of A-levels, right?
Yes. I can apply to university with that. But I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I wanted to spend some time to just decide what to do. But I knew that I wanted to go abroad. And then Germany just kind of happened, but it was great that it happened.
Okay, that's a cool story. That's a nice start. What were the factors that actually influenced your decision to stay here?
I must say the main thing was that in Germany, education is like you don't have tuition fees. And it was a big thing because I'm doing everything by myself. I wanted to be able to be independent and work and just, I don't know, live this adult life.
I understand. So you didn't want to be dependent on like finances from
yes,
your parents,
yes,
right?
Yes. I wanted to study and I wanted to, because in Italy, it's a bit different. It's a bit harder if you're young. I feel like in Germany, it's a great country if you're young. Like you just can come here and then you can work and you can study and you have a good balance. And in Italy, I couldn't have done it. So I think that was one of the main things. And because before studying, I also worked, I kind of knew that I could do both at the same time. And Germany really lets you do that if you want to. So it's great.
So talking about this living abroad experience, your start to adult life, it often involves meeting new people from diverse backgrounds, especially at like very international universities. Have you made any friends or connections in Germany from diverse backgrounds that impacted your life?
Met many people. I must say, before studying at Leuphana University, I met mainly, at first when I didn't speak German at all. It was mainly people from other countries, like they were not German, and I would speak mainly English with them, friends from Canada, from the US. And then when I moved to Lüneburg and Lufana, I started meeting way more Germans, which was great. And I have a friend from Sweden also. There's a friend that I saw from Czech Republic. So there's, I loved it in Lufana because I think because of so many courses in English, there are so many international people also.
Yeah, that's true. Like for such a small town, actually.
Yeah, yeah. The university is, I mean, I think it's pretty small, but somehow it's very diverse.
Yeah, I think yeah, it's very cool. That's true. Can you maybe share an experience in Germany that challenged you, but in the end helped you to grow as an individual?
Yes, actually I have many. I think if you, when you decide to move abroad, almost everything becomes a challenge. But it's but it's true. Good because somehow it always works out. Somehow, even if you're scared, you do it and then you realize, okay, I did it. I can do it. There's many. I mean, Anmeldung, like in Germany, you need Anmeldung to be able to study, to work, blah, blah, blah. You have to call the Ausländerbehörde. It's like the foreign, like it's a
foreign office, maybe.
Yeah, an office, yeah. Yes. And it's always a pain. I mean, you always have to call and you never get an appointment. And right now I'm also struggling to get some papers that I need. Yeah, and I'm calling,
like, a constant struggle.
Constant struggle. Yes. Also, if you, when you have to find accommodation, is also a bit hard. But somehow it always works out. So, but there's many. Many.
But that's mm-hmm. important that in the end, those challenges force us to somehow figure out their solutions.
Yes, and you always feel stronger afterwards. You're like, I made it.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. That's great. True. Okay, but what about like the matter of expectations versus reality? Have your experiences in Germany aligned with your initial expectations and dreams when you first embarked on this journey?
Uh-huh. I must say, as I said at the beginning, I wasn't a fan of Germany at first. Like, Germany was not my destination. Didn't want to go to Germany. I didn't want to start, like, learn German. I was like, Germany is just not for me.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yes. But actually, the expectations were way lower than what I found. Mm. That's why I decided to stay.
So for you, it's the other way around.
It's the other way around, yes. I find people, like, if you know what they say, stereotypes about Germans, they're very cold and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like, of course, they're colder than Italians. Yes, of course. But as soon as they open up, and it takes much more than...
it takes longer.
Yeah, it takes longer. But then when they open up, you have a friend for life. Like, Germans are... I love Germans. Like, I love the way they are, even though if they're a bit cold, but I like a... I don't know. I learned to love them. And I don't know if it's luck, but all the Germans that I've met since I moved, they're amazing. All of them. Like my boss, where the place where I work, a lot of friends are great. So.
And did knowing German actually helped you in that, in getting them to open up?
I think so, but... I think Germans can speak very good English, so it works also if you speak English, it's fine. But I feel like 2 years ago, I couldn't speak, I could speak a bit of German, but not very good. And then I started a job where I would work with older people, like 50, and they're all Germans. And as soon as they realized that I could speak a bit of German, they were like, okay, you're gonna speak German now.
Oh, really?
Yes, and for the first 6 months, it was hard, like it was super hard. Like you have to speak German and hear German for 8 hours, and it's super hard because your brain afterwards, I was like completely out. I was like, I'm struggling. But then afterwards you realize, oh man, I'm learning this language. It's happening somehow. And that was great. And then there was a switch with my ex-boyfriend, we spoke English a lot, and then at one point my German was good enough that we could switch to
German. And how did that look? That mm-hmm. that transition.
That transition was funny. It was of course there was some
language
some funny
mishaps,
moments. Yes, yes, yes. But I feel like it really opened up a new page in my German experience to be able to speak German with Germans. Because I feel like they also feel way more open. But
So. And do you sometimes maybe struggle with, like, even though you speak German, with like some maybe jokes, you know, or like sarcasm? Do you like feel that? Like, can you sense that? Because like a lot of people that speak German fluently, yes, and they complaining that sometimes they don't get, you know, that like they understand, yeah, what the sentence mean, uh-huh, but they don't understand why everyone is laughing. You know?
Yes, it happens so many times. I mean, sometimes even I just fake laugh. I'm like just laughing, and then when they ask me, haha, Valerie doesn't even know why she's laughing, and I'm like, yeah, that's true. I have no idea.
Okay.
Not always, but sometimes.
So yeah, it also happens to you. Okay, that's interesting. Yes, to yes, know. Talking about culture observations, mm-hmm, what are some of the most striking ones you've noticed between Italy and Germany, and how did they influence your, okay, life and interactions? And
yeah, you know, that's also something that I noticed. Even though Germany and Italy are so close, like the countries are so close, and you would think, yeah, they're both in Europe, they're like, you can use the car to go from one to the other. It's actually very different. First thing I noticed is, of course, they're way colder. Like, people are just way colder.
In terms of
opening up. For example, in Leofana, in my first semester, one thing that I realized is, in Italy, you go to university, maybe it's first semester, and everyone is like having a coffee together afterwards, right? Like, you're always like, it's way easier to say, okay, let's grab a coffee. And in Germany, it's like, Germans are like cold. Like, you have to be the one that says, hey, do you want to have a coffee with me? Because otherwise they will not ask you for a long time till they feel confident to ask you. I feel like it's maybe you always have to go and do the first step.
So you need to be more proactive in, yes, like maintaining those relationships. And yes, yes. I think I also noticed that. Yeah. And in terms of like making friends with international people, mm-hmm, because, you know, we have the same like qualities. We all like come to a place where we don't have our comfort people, mm-hmm, right? So because, yeah, of that, I think it's easier to make friends, because, mm-hmm, everyone is looking, yes, to make friends. Yes. And in terms of some German, they already have friends. They like people that know themselves since a baby, yeah, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's also about like this, maybe they don't feel the need to do it, right? So,
okay, yeah. But I feel like I noticed that maybe some of them also want, like, enjoy spending time with internationals, like Germans, because of course it's something new also for them. It's like we have completely different cultures. Mm. We're very different, and not all of them, but many people are just like, and also I met a lot of people that are also extroverted as Germans. Like, one of my best friends is very extroverted and she's German. So there's also that. It's not that everyone is cold. It exists. It's just a bit harder. It's not as common as like it's not like they're not as open as in Italy, but it's,
okay,
still works.
Yeah. So could you maybe share an instance where the merging of Italian and German cultures created something unique?
Yes.
Either in your personal life or in your surroundings?
Yes. I don't know if it's unique, but it's funny. I have a friend that comes from Sweden, and she also studied at Leofana University. And somehow we speak Germans together. If we speak German together, because we have a group of German friends, and she also speaks very good German, and I also speak pretty good German, so that we can conversate in German. But we're both not German, so it's like, even when we're alone with no Germans around, we speak German.
Really?
Yes, so it's very funny. And one day we were having a drink, and we were ordering at a bar, and she had to reply to the guy, and it, like, she said, danke gleichfalls, mm-hmm, gleichfalls, and it's like, thank you you too, like, thank you also,
yeah,
thank,
yeah,
you also. And I said, I said it's not the way you say it, like, it's the wrong word. And she was like, no, Valerie, it's not the wrong word, it's the right one. And I said, no, it's the wrong one. And I Googled it, because I thought it would say gleichweiß. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it was gleichfalls. And for 3 years, I said this word that I use every day, wrong. And no one ever told me. And they said, yeah, but you kind of realize that you're like Like, your accent is a bit weird, but you don't really realize it.
Oh, maybe, yeah, you can always
blame
it on
the accent.
But
it was so embarrassing. I thought, like, for a week, I was like, no, that's just the worst. I was using this gleichweis instead of gleichfalls. And that really hit me, like, because I was 100% sure it's the right. I was like, no, it's, you're doing it wrong. And she was like, no, Valerie, you're the one.
You're the one that is wrong.
Yeah, and it took me like a month to actually, yeah, not say gleichfalls anymore.
But it sounds like you're going to really memorize this one then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and maybe let's talk now a little bit about your academic experience. Mm-hmm. How do you like your study program in Germany so far?
Actually, I love it. I'm studying psychology, and the course is completely in English. So that's also a big thing. Because when I actually applied, I think psychology in Leuphana is the only public course for psychology in English in whole Germany, Switzerland, and Austria.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was living in Hamburg and I thought maybe I find a university in Hamburg in English for psychology that it's public, but there's none. Like Leuphana is the only one. And it's great that it's always like so close to Hamburg. But yeah, I love it. I actually realize I love to study.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that's weird. And I realize now that I have Ferien, like I have holidays. Not holidays.
Like semester break.
Semester break, yes. I'm like, I have nothing to do. Like, I don't have hobbies. My hobbies were studying. Which
really?
Was,
but actually, it's great to know that you're passionate about your course.
Yes, but I think also the thing is that Leuphana has very good courses. I like a lot of courses. I feel like some professors are great. The seminars are amazing. And I think it's very cool that it's very different from the Italian way, because in Italy it's like there's a lecture and then the professor talks and you have to write down. And that's how like it works. And then I feel like in Germany, and especially in Leuphana, because it's so small, you can talk with the professor during the lecture. If you don't understand something, you can talk to them. In the seminar, there's always discussion going on. It's very much about actually understanding the topic more than just remembering it. You do something, they really want you to understand it instead of like learning it by heart, which is very different from Italy. Like if you study psychology in Italy, you just learn a bunch of information, but there's not much this discussion thing that
so,
I think
okay.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I also noticed that this
yes.
discussion thing
yes.
is more emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say that you like the German style of education more than the Italian one?
Yes. I mean, I've never done the Italian one. I have a lot of friends that, of course, are in university right now, and they tell me how they study. And they're like, man, it's so much cooler the way you do it. And I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true.
That's
yeah.
very modest also. And so now maybe let's talk about those culinary adventures,
mm-hmm.
Both German and Italian ones, because I'm sure those are very different.
Yes.
Can you maybe recall a particularly unusual dish you tried
damn.
In Germany?
Yes.
Yes.
There are
without a hesitation.
So many. I mean, because Italy is so much about food. Like, I mean, I always try to be open-minded because Italians can be a bit close-minded in terms of food when they
really?
Go abroad. Yes. So if you go to Germany, you have to be like, it's okay. I don't have to judge what they're doing.
Mm.
I saw my roommate eating pasta, cold pasta with ketchup. Like at 5 p.m. and I was like... My heart.
Trying to not judge.
No,
not judge
I was
them.
Trying not to judge. I was like, it's okay.
Okay.
It's her life.
You,
it's her life.
You're trying to calm yourself down.
Oh, damn, yes. And then the first time I saw that people actually eat pineapple pizza, it was a big thing. Like, I was like, you're not actually eating it, right?
You're not a big fan of pineapple pizza.
No. That's a big no. But it's fine. Now I'm like, it's okay. You can
do
it. I accept you. I'm not eating it. But you can.
You can. I allow you.
I
but
allow
don't
you.
Do it next to me, okay?
Yes. And then, yeah, that was a big shock. There's many, 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 many food shocks. But it's fine. Once I ate pasta with avocado sauce. Also
that
weird.
That doesn't actually sound bad.
I mean,
no comment.
No comment. Let's say no comment.
Okay, so maybe let's talk now about the Italian cuisine. Have you introduced any Italian dishes or cooking traditions to your friends? Or, I don't know, cook for your German friends? How did they react?
I feel like in Germany, Germans in Germany, people love Italy, so they know a lot of dishes that in Italy are cooked. And many people can also cook very well. So parmigiana, it's my tiramisu. I'm very good at those. So I teach my friends sometimes how you have to do it. But actually they know how to do it.
Oh.
Sometimes the pasta, how they cook it, it's a bit weird. So I always tell them, okay, that's the way to do it.
Stop it.
Stop right now. Yes, but actually I do my ragù bolognese. And all my roommates love it.
And I wish to be your roommate then.
I have a lot of friends around me, or Germans, that have somehow a connection to Italy. So they also know something about it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not like you're completely introducing to them a new culture.
No.
Okay, now looking through the window and seeing some rain and clouds, how have you coped with the ever-changing weather in Germany, and which can often be quite different from the Italian one?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually one of the biggest thing for me, to the weather. I know it's stupid because
I don't think it is stupid.
Even though I come from the north, I come from a valley in the Dolomites. The weather, it's just completely different. I think people that are Germans and that always lived here, they don't realize how horrible it is not to have the sun for 4 months.
Or
not
maybe
to see
eight.
The sky. Yes. I don't know. Maybe they're used to it, but even if it's insane. The first year in Germany, I was that's the only reason why maybe in the future I will go back. Not the only reason, but yes. Because it's just the weather. It's if you have winter depression, sometimes I get it. Last year was a bit better because I was in university. I was studying all the time in winter, so I didn't have time to look at the sky. But it's a big thing. I think the weather, it can be hard if you come from a place like Italy. Mm-hmm. Where the sun is normal. It's normal to see the sun. You don't in Germany, as soon as there's a sky, the sun is out, everyone is we have to go for a walk. We have to go outside.
That's true.
I don't want to go outside right now.
Yeah.
But in Germany, you have to because
you have to.
You don't know. You don't know when the sun will come back, come out again.
So you either go right now or never again.
Either you go. Yes. And the weather just changes. I think it's northern Germany, the north part, that the changes so quickly.
Yes, all the time. I still remember this one day when it was raining, then it was snowing, and then it was sunny. And I have a photo of me totally in snow, covered, looking like a snowman. And then just a few minutes later, I am totally wet because everything just melted down on me.
So as soon as there's the sun out, you just go out. Run out.
Yes. And there is no questioning.
No questioning. Just go.
So this part kind of you, your Italian background influenced your daily life, the way you are portraying the weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else that influenced your life?
Right now, because I'm in Germany, the first thing I say when I meet someone is, I'm Italian. Because I think because everyone is German or somewhere, that's my thing. Mm-hmm. It became way bigger. It became,
so
in Italy,
it
I never...
It became actually a big part of your personality.
Yes, I think, yeah. Being Italian, it's a big thing now. For me, I'm very okay, I'm Italian. So sometimes I'm scared of to lose my tradition somehow.
Mm.
I've been living here 3 years, and sometimes I do some stuff where I'm like, I'm gonna
eat pasta with ketchup.
No, not so much. But sometimes it's I'm eating at 5. I'm eating at 6, which is weird. And sometimes I do, I'm like, oh man, that's not good. But maybe that's the mixture is also good. I don't know. Yeah. But there's, being Italian has now become, I think, maybe because I'm abroad, a big thing. I want to keep this tradition. Mm,
so it's important for you to don't lose this part of you.
Yeah.
Let's talk now about sources of inspiration. Who or what inspires and motivates you to keep pushing forward in your journey?
Well, I must say, as I said before, I met all the Germans and all the people that I met in my journey in Germany are great. Like, everyone is very, like, they want to, everyone is very, looks at the future and wants to do stuff. Like, they're not lazy.
They care. Yes, that's true.
They're dedicated. Like, I had some professor last semester that were very inspiring. I have some friends that are into so many things. They do so many things. Like, just seeing other people being so proactive makes me want to be active. So I think I surrounded myself with people that are very cool. And so I also want to follow them, kind of.
So they actually inspire you to be a better version of yourself.
Yes, yeah. And also, yeah, I think studying, I don't know, seeing people that are happy to study and professors that are happy to teach and blah, 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 just makes me want to do it more.
That sounds great. Let's look maybe now on the downgrade. Do you have sometimes nostalgia for home?
Yeah, I must say kind of a... It kicks at one point, like, you're happy to be abroad and you're like, oh, I'm free, I'm independent, I do whatever I want. And then sometimes it's like, ooh, like...
Is it a good thing?
I mean, it's good, but then you remember, oh, all my friends are far, 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 far away from me. Not all my friends, but there's a part, like, the Italian Valerie that was there, in Italy, living there, it's there right now. And all my friends that I've grown up with are all there. My family's there. And even though it's very cool here, sometimes you're like, man, I just want to go back. And I just want to eat with my mom and my siblings. And I just want to, I don't know, have fun and laugh. And also speaking Italian with them. It's nice because, of course, in Germany, I never speak Italian. Like, I don't have many Italian friends. All the time I'm speaking a language that it's not really mine. Of course, I call my friends sometimes. It's not that I, like, with WhatsApp and whatever, you can always call, but it's not the same. And sometimes just you want to laugh and just speak Italian and just, like, speak your own language. And that's kind of what I'm missing most. But, yeah. And also because I'm working while I'm studying, I cannot go back to Italy all the time. Like, I know some people that can go way more than I do. Which is cool for them, but also because I have to always plan how long I'm staying and how I'm...
Yeah, you're not very flexible.
Flexible because of work. Mm-hmm.
Wrapping up our interview, for those who dream of studying or living abroad, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think the main thing is to try to be as open-minded as you can. Because if you, like, just try to enjoy the journey... And just try to be open and be like, okay, everything that comes, I will just flow with it. Because it's great if you can be open and say, okay, this thing is coming towards me. I will just accept it and I will just go with it. I think there's many, many, many opportunities that you can have. And also, wherever you are, I think people from that country are really happy when they see that you're doing an effort. Putting effort into learning their language, learning their culture, that you're happy about it, and then you enjoy it, and you think it's not necessarily that it's cool, but you're just kind of getting to know it. They accept, like, they like it, and they see that you're putting an effort into it. And I think many people knows that it's hard to be abroad by yourself, and so it's I think those would be my advice.
I think that's a really good advice. Okay, and my last question, or kind of two questions. Let's talk about future. Do you see yourself continuing your journey in Germany or maybe think of moving to a different place in the future? And also, what are your future aspirations?
As I said before, Germany is very cool for young people. And also the fact that you can study basically for free, it's great. And for sure, I'm going to stay for my master also, probably in Germany.
You want to do your master's in Germany as well.
Mm-hmm. Or in Europe somewhere else. But for sure, not in Italy, because it's kind of expensive. And I don't know, there's not as many places. You have to be super, super good to get one. It's a bit complicated. And I think there are way more possibilities in Germany to work. Even like in Italy, if you study psychology, it's hard to get a job. In Germany, if you study psychology, there's so many possibilities. And of course, that's a. I mean, even though the weather is horrible.
But so you're considering starting your career here in Germany, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's never say to never. Talk about never future. Say never. Yeah, but sure.
I don't know. Maybe if I get a very cool job and I meet very cool people and I decided to, like, if all my friends then eventually stay in Germany, maybe I will also stay. I actually realized that I really like developmental psychology. So working with kids or in general, working with people that are, I don't know, even older people. But I think with younger people, like kids, I see myself working there. But as I said, I mean, I have so much time to think about it.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Yeah, but right now, I think that's the main thing.
Okay, then that was my last question. And
great.
Thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website, podcast.leufana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.